Mpumalanga's Rise FM.
I bet you think I'd never find another, think I'd lay around crying about you. I bet you think that I would sit around while you run around trying to find you. I bet you wish you had that chance to play with my heart again. Can I keep it real with you? I can't do nothing but be real with you. I just don't feel the same, so over you. I'm all falling for you. I'm so over falling for you. I'm all falling for you. So I'm a falling for you myself. I'm a falling for you, for you. I'm so I'm a falling for you.
Ain't no more.
I'm a falling for you, for you. I'm so I'm a falling for you. I'm a falling for your games. I know you ain't gon' change. I ain't tryna let my guard down. You gotta know I'm still in pain and it's driving me insane. I can have you how I want, how. Did you get it bad? Making me laugh, making me sad. So much when you think about it. Not stuck in the past, you put on a mask. I'm not turning back, you came in, now you're walking out.
I can't do nothing but be real with you. I just don't feel the same, so over you.
I'm all falling for you, for you. I'm so over falling. Said I ain't gon' fall for you no more. And I ain't gon' cry for you no more. And I ain't gon' lie to myself, wishing you could change. Looking in my face and you dead wrong. And ain't no more truth and you're lying. And ain't no more you on my body. Cause ain't no more room for this heartache. I gotta remove you, I'm tired. But trying,
can't do nothing but be real with you. I just don't feel the same.
I'm so falling for you.
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 Rise FM with Ashanti, Falling For You, and you still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. Now, the most painful journey anyone will ever take is the journey of learning to live without someone you planned to grow old with. But losing a partner is not the only thing that you deal with. What follows is stigma, false accusations, and sometimes a legal battle with the very people who should be your support system. So this evening, I'm chatting to the founder of Widows Lives Matter, Sisimongile Stoli. Good evening, and welcome to Rise FM Evenings.
Good evening, Fezile, and good evening to your listeners at home.
Yes, thank you so much for availing yourself for this conversation, especially because we are headed for the festive season. A lot of people are going to be with families. Others are planning trips. So I can only imagine, kuthi for someone, lotimine, I'm still grieving. We are tunugala nge festive season. So before we get into what it is that your foundation does, firstly, let's get to know you. Where were you born and raised?
Oh, well, firstly, I was born in Matsulu and I was also raised in Matsulu.
Oh, all right. Now, what inspired you to start the foundation?
Firstly, what inspired me as being a widow myself and interacting with other widows in sharing our experiences, I must say I got my healing out of that. Because for the longest time, I was not comfortable to tell my story, but my husband was buried without me. So after one lady in our meeting mentioned the same story, I was healed from that day.
Mm-hmm.
So, because our challenges as widows are mostly similar,
mm-hmm.
commonly being the rejection, the isolation, and some judgment, mm-hmm. as you have mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So I then saw a need, Uguti, and I know we need to create a foundation or a safe space
mm-hmm.
where we can meet as widows and heal each other and mm-hmm. teach each other, encourage each other, advise each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where Widows Life was born. By the way, we recently launched our organization last week, Saturday, which is the 9th of November
mm-hmm.
in Matsulu.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the Thank main you. Role that the foundation is playing in the lives of widows? Because you shared, I believe, Gutsi, you know, just being able to be surrounded by people who share in the same experience and story as you gave you your healing. So for someone, lolalele, lotse ish fezil, I'm going through that, but I would like to know, Gutsi, bonangipi role labayidlalako as an NGO. What is the main role that you play?
Well, fezil, our NGO's role is to facilitate awareness campaigns aimed at empowering widows.
Mm.
We also promote the protection and advocate widows' rights
mm.
because they need to know their rights, you know.
Mm.
Someone will say they denied knowing me as their makoti.
Mm.
So if you come to us, we say, no, this is the door that you have to go and you will be assisted there
mm.
and we go with you.
Mm.
And also we facilitate the atmosphere of safety and warmth
mm.
in the society.
Mm-hmm.
We also provide counseling and debriefing. As you will know that most of the widows almost go through depression because
mm-hmm.
of all these commotions labakona during this period.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do AMA referrals. Like if you need a psychologist, we refer you to a psychologist. If you need a social worker, we refer you to a mm. social worker.
Mm.
And also we teach them on the coping strategies. Remember, now you are a head of the house,
mm.
the husband or the father or the maid, the man who was providing for the house is no more there. Then we teach you some strategies to say, no, as a woman, you mustn't just sit at home. Go and try out there. Go and sell those fetishes, whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
that you can assist the children to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, Fezile, we facilitate the process of forgiveness within the family,
mm-hmm.
within both families.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when this commotion takes place, there are children involved,
mm.
right? So if we don't facilitate this, then the children will suffer tomorrow when we are no more there.
Mm.
So this is what we are preaching
mm.
to our widows, to say, learn to get it in your heart to forgive the situation,
mm.
regardless of how messy the situation was.
Mm.
But we facilitate that, so that there must be peace at the end of the day, because the kids, remember, they need both the father's side and the mother's side.
Mm.
So these are the things that our NGOs bring to the table.
Mm.
Thank you.
You mentioned something that is quite important, Gutsi. Widows go through depression. And mental health is a very serious conversation, Gimi, because as soon as someone goes into depression, you can imagine umangabe kumlale lolalele athi ngikuyo le depression fezile yati angkhone kuphuma empedini, let alone kuyolwa, let alone to go to a space where I will be with other people. Angathi kuthi ngiyofika njani lapho ngoba kumsebenzi nje ukuthi ngivuke ngeze. What message do you have, you know, for someone who is still grieving?
You know, when you are still grieving, Fezile, I will say, give your time. Give yourself time
mm.
to grieve.
Mm.
Give yourself enough time to grieve. Because you have to understand and feel the pain of grieving.
Mm.
you don't have to rush to jump ship to say, now I want to move on so that I can ease the pain. No, it's not going to work because it will catch you on the other side. Mm-hmm. And also, you don't have to act brave. Mm. If you feel that you are not okay, seek for help, seek for counseling, so that you can be assisted, because pretending to be okay, it's a mess on its own. And also, there are three stages before you come to acceptance. Remember, in grieving, there's anger, there's denial, there's depression, and then there's acceptance. So if you want to land safely, go acceptance, you have to know, Ubuti, you need to accept, take your time to heal, adjust to the situation that you are in right now. Then you can be able to accept the situation, Ubuti, manje, I'm in the new journey that I have to face. Then lastly, as widow's life matter, we are saying, nabuwe kutawuphola.
Now, how can people get a hold of the foundation? You know, are there any details, mhlambe, that you can share so that someone who says, hey, Fezil, I feel, you know, this is the safe space that I've needed, but ngimthola njani sisibongile, so that nami I can also be a part of people who share in my pain and people who understand the stages of grieving. Lengidlula kuwo ngoba esikhathini lesiningi vele ifamily nebangani, they will only be there for some time. After isikhathi sebathi ayi kwendekile man, get over it. And of which that is wrong, because njengoba ushilo kunema stages ku grieving and you have to go through them uze ufike kule acceptance. So what details, mhlambe, can you share for someone who's listening?
Thank you, Fezile. We are on WhatsApp. Our number is 0720-345-290. And then our email is widowslivesmatters@gmail.com. We are also on TikTok at widowslivesmatters.
All right.
Thank you.
No, thank you very much, Sesibongile, and I hope ukuthi kukhona lusitakele. I hope and pray futhi ukuthi they'll have the bravery to reach out. Njengoba ushilo wathi nawe, even with you, it was not easy for you to share your own story, but as soon as you did, you found ukuthi this is not something lendeke kuwe kuphela, and you found healing in that. So naye nangabe ukhona ulalele beka sengabi sesigabeni mhlambe sekukhuluma naye, so uvile ukuthi as soon as you speak, that is the first step towards healing.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you, and please do enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the founder of Widows Lives Matter. And I'm reminding you again, because your life matters. Ngiyathi i-society, hey, once walahlekelwa emlingani wakho, wonke lo muntu ufuna ukujaja, hey, mhlambe unesandla, hey, mhlambe ini. Kodwa ngithi mina, your life is still worth fighting for. And there are people that are saying, buya sikusingathe. Nathi sikukhuthade ukuthi there was a time, mhlambe la bengakhona ukuphuma empedeni khona, there was a time where it was horrible. But buka manje ukuthi sengikuphi. Kuze kuthi nawe, in your journey, ukhuthateke ukuthi udoze ufike ku acceptance. It's Thandiswa Mazwai. Nizalwa ngobani? Kuraza FM.
The world changes, revolutionaries die, and the children fall.